This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. 2 days to go. Well, tonight and tomorrow, anyway. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right. Good things to know. Thanks to Governor Deal's veto of a campus carry bill, John A. Turris, a professor of political science at LaGrange College in Georgia, he's just happy that he and his colleagues will not have to buy and wear body armor. You see, there was a bill that Governor Deal just vetoed, which would have allowed students and, you know, whoever was old enough to have a permit in Georgia would be allowed to carry on campus, on college property, with the exceptions of student housing and sports facilities. Why Professor Turris feels safer is something he doesn't specify, but he called the campus carry bill fiery rhetoric without any supporting argument. Maybe the standards in English and political science are different, but if someone wishes to convince me of something, I'd like something in the way of evidence and maybe a little bit of logic. Another rule that I'd expect to hold true in academic disciplines is that unstated assumptions are a sign of laziness or lack of skill or willful deceit, or maybe all of the above. Therese gives the anecdote of seeing a colleague of his shopping for bulletproof vests online. Bulletproof vests. And has stated he now believes that this won't be necessary. Since he doesn't explain that claim, we're left to figure out for ourselves exactly what he means. Could he mean that carry license holders are a dangerous group of people? Surely not. Given the data from states like Kansas and Texas showing that only fractions of 1% of those of us who carry handguns legally are convicted of any type of crime, so that can't be it. Even the best efforts of the gun control organization, the Violence Policy Center, finds once again that only a tiny number of total license holders do anything wrong with their gun. Perhaps he believes that laws against legal carry prevent shootings on campus. Now he's just being silly, isn't he? Law, evidence doesn't support that. Campus shootings come in three types. There's the mass shooting or revenge attack when some disgruntled loser seeks to right perceived wrongs by killing either a particular target or as many people as possible. Another would be suicides, and the final type is ordinary criminal violence that just happens to occur on college property. The first category is the one that gets all of the headlines. It's the one that makes the national news. And looking at the 10 most violent such events shows that none of them occurred on a campus where concealed carry by licensed adults was allowed. Huh. That's inconvenient. In fact, one of those events, the Kent State shooting, was committed by members of the National Guard, not by ordinary citizens. Suicide, is a serious concern, since some 7% of students have considered killing themselves and 1% have attempted it, but that's not a reason to wear body armor. With regard to general criminal acts, the data don't indicate any specific danger on campuses, particularly if the perpetrator and victims are strangers to each other. Unless, of course, you're a new female on campus, and then I think it's the first 13 weeks or the first 19 weeks. I can't remember, but it's very dangerous because that's when you have the best chance of being raped, apparently, if you're a young female. So we'll have to wonder why this Torres cat feels safer after a campus carry bill was vetoed. Now, as it always is, the argument of gun control advocates seems to be that if we put up signs around a piece of property that ban the possession of guns, no one will get shot. But this is straight out of Dungeons and Dragons, okay? This is the magic circle of protection. It's just as much a fantasy as Dungeons and Dragons, too. It's not a practical social policy. In the real world, a wacko who wants to murder his professor will bring a gun to campus, won't be deterred by a sticker on the door. He won't, the only thing that bans do is disarm the targets. That's what bans do. Yeah. They disarm the targets. If Therese and his colleague wish to go, be unarmed, that's their choice. If they want to wear or not wear body armor, that's also their choice. Be sort of nice if everybody else could make their own choices, wouldn't it, their professor? Body armor is up. There's so many types of it and everything else. I just wonder what he'd be wearing. If he'd be wearing like the big, heavy, hard level 4, which stops just about everything that anybody can run around with. I wonder about that. He makes this statement without a shred of evidence. Now, what do we know about campus shootings? Some that come to mind, Umpqua, Virginia Tech. Shootings like this on college campuses where there are no guns allowed are nothing more, they're nothing more than free fire zones for these guys to shoot whoever they see. That part of it is particularly troubling to me, because this no guns allowed policy will get tested somewhere. It may not even be in Georgia, but it will get tested somewhere. And then we will have another shooting. That's just simple math, folks. It's just simple math. Especially where they have gun-free zones, because that's a vacuum. It creates a vacuum that some people just can't resist. Maybe it will be an ISIS incident. Maybe it'll just be this lone wolf kind of guy. Maybe it'll be somebody very disturbed. It doesn't matter. It will be something else. And then the gun grabbers will come out in droves. After the magic circle fails, they'll blame the gun. They won't blame the disturbed individual. They won't blame the terrorist. They won't blame the lone wolf. They won't blame the gangbanger. They'll blame the gun. And they will look at their policy and say, when they're challenged on it, they'll say, well, of course, there's no law that can stop all of this. Well, that's true, but does that mean that at the expense of having a law where it disarms everybody, that's the way to go? Where it disarms all the law-abiding people and makes them sitting ducks, fish in a barrel? Is that the way to go? But they'll continue to, they cling to this. They're bitter clingers. Bitter clingers of the gun-free zone magic circle myth. And, I wish no particular ill will to Professor Torres. I think he's pretty damn stupid for getting out there and thinking, because they've got signs up that now he's safe. I've got news for you, Prof. I carry a gun everywhere I go, and I just have options. I'm not 100% safe. I only have options. You have none. And you want to keep it that way. Okay. Okie doke. We'll be right back.
an edge. Eliminating your faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Yesterday in the California Bay Area, a gun law was shot down. And they did it by using mapping software to prove gun dealers were unjustly being prevented from setting up shop. This decision was reached in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which found unconstitutional the law prohibiting gun stores from being established within 500 feet of a residential zone, schools or daycare centers, another firearms-related business, or places where liquor is sold or served. Doesn't that just about cover everything? Plaintiffs in Texarria et al. Versus the County of Alameda used Geographic Information Systems, or GIS mapping software, to prove no area existed anywhere within the county to allow for new gun stores. Those backing the gun dealers rejoiced, calling this a win for civil rights. Brandon Combs, executive director of the CalGuns Foundation, told Guns.com, "Today's decision means that Alameda will have to try and defend its gun ban using real evidence and sound legal arguments, rather than just saying that gun stores are unwelcome in their county. Given California's legal requirements to use licensed dealers for firearm transfers and background checks, it's important that retailers are able to open their doors and keep them open." For Judge Barry Silverman, who sat on the panel that decided the case, the county ordinance was not a violation of civil rights. "First thing you need to know about this case is who the plaintiffs are," he wrote. "They are not individuals who claim the right to keep and bear arms for self-defense or for other lawful purposes. Rather, they are entrepreneurs and their supporters who want to operate a gun shop in an area of Alameda County that is not zoned for that use." He continued, citing records that there are at least 10 gun stores in the county already operating lawfully. "When you clear away all the smoke, what we're dealing with here is a mundane zoning dispute dressed up as a Second Amendment challenge." Combs begged to differ. He said that Judge Silverman may not think that defending civil rights from de facto regulatory bans enacted through local zoning laws is important or exciting, but our exclusive interest is in defending the Bill of Rights from the whims of a disinterested or hostile majority. An estimated 95.3% of California residents live within 10 miles of the state's 1,782 gun dealers, according to gun control group Every Town for Gun Safety. According to the ATF, there were 55,431 firearm dealers in the country in 2014. In 2010, John Texarria, Steve Nobriga, and Gary Gamaza attempted to open their own firearms business under the name Valley Guns and Ammo in San Leandro. Their plans were to sell guns and ammunition, offer firearms training and gunsmithing services, which is, you know, pretty standard for most gun shops nowadays. Texarria, having previously owned a gun shop in the county, was familiar with the hoops he was required to jump through to obtain a conditional use permit required for this business site. Group found their desired location, hired a survey team to measure the distance to prohibited buildings nearby, several of them exceeding the required 500 feet by just over 30 feet. The county conducted its own survey and concluded Valley Guns was only within 446 feet of a residential property nearby. It decided to measure from the building's exterior walls instead of from door to door as the gun shop had done. After more local deliberation, the county's board of supervisors effectively voted to revoke the shop's permit, so the gun group challenged its decision in the U.S. District Court. In his initial argument, Texarria raised the study he commissioned, which found there are no parcels in the unincorporated areas of Alameda County which would be available for firearm retail sales, and that the zoning ordinance is not reasonably related to any possible public safety concerns and effectively redlines gun stores out of existence. Imran Al-Khaliq, who did not respond to a request for comment, filed a brief on behalf of the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence and Youth Alive in support of the defendants. Donald E.J. Kilmer and Charles W. Hokanson represented the plaintiffs. Gun rights darling Alan Gurr also filed an amicus brief on behalf of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms in support of the plaintiffs. Judge O'Scanlan, who voted in favor of the plaintiffs, cited McDonald versus the City of Chicago, in which the Supreme Court determined the Second Amendment applies to each of the states. The right of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms is not a second-class right, subject to an entirely different body of rules than the other Bill of Rights guarantees that we have held to be incorporated into the due process clause, he wrote. Now, the part that I like best about this is how they're trying to make out that this was not that big of a deal as far as gun rights, which I get what they're trying to do here. I understand it. You can't have it looking like a gun rights thing. Because what this basically says, and there, I mean, there's 10 stores there already. I don't know how big Alameda County is. Gun shops proliferate. I mean, there's a lot of gun shops here where I live. And there's plenty of business for everybody. whenever I'm talking advertising to somebody, and they want to know who, you know, am I going to advertise their competition? You know, in a lot of cases, I have found that these guys know each other. And what you get out of it is that, well, because they know each other, they also know that neither one of them can run the other out of business. And it hasn't happened yet. And I don't know that advertising increases that, because they all do something. They all do something with advertising in some way or another. But it's California. Given all the stuff that they want to do in California, I don't know that I would open a gun shop there. I don't know that I would open up a smoothie shop in California, though. I mean, the way they tax business there is pathetic. It's pathetic. And this is just me thinking out loud. And other businesses in California have felt the same thing because they've moved away. I know of 1, 2, 3 gun businesses that have moved out of California that are of some, you know, substantial size. Frog Lube is one of them. Frog Lube, the title sponsor, they have moved out of California. They still have an office in California, but they have moved out of California, and, you know, because doing business in California is very, very prohibitive. It's very expensive to do business in California. And they're not interested in making it any easier on anybody in California, but especially gun. Gun businesses need not apply. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. By the way, every time you see me shooting in a video, I got that from Ammunition Depot because their prices are the best. As a matter of fact, that ammo that the 308, oh, that was some good stuff, gosh. And it was inexpensive. It was very inexpensive. When I called and talked to Scott, I said, what's something that I just need something? It doesn't even have to be able to be reloaded, but I got to shoot it. And I want it to feel, you know, real. And, he found me some perfect stuff for my needs. Just like they do with them. They will do that for anybody. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Everybody's heard of the Doctors Without Borders. They're called Médecins Sans Frontières in French. The Doctors Without Borders in English. It's an endeavor that offers hope for the human species, even for a very hardened cynic. They've been in operation since 1971, bringing medical care to anyone in need in conflict zones and sites of natural disasters, while staying independent from governments and battling factions. In other words, they're out there all by themselves. That's the problem. as a result of this decision, the MSF does not accept armed protection from any side in a war zone. Senior humanitarian specialist with MSF, Michael Hoffman, explains his stance as follows. Those people who can provide you with armed protection are always connected to one or the other party in a conflict, which means as soon as you accept an armed party, you become a legitimate target for the other side of that conflict. Not only do they not accept protection from local forces, but they also do not support armed intervention of other nations to provide medical care. How noble. How noble of them. Medical professionals and other aid workers who are, who are willing to walk into the middle of a war to save lives are some of the bravest people among us. And unlike some types of pacifists, the personnel of MSF are not sitting quietly on the sidelines. They're sort of like conscientious objectors. In the grass, but, not toting a rifle. Now, I'm a pacifist myself, except I'm a true pacifist. When you think of a pacifist, now don't get me wrong, there's a pacifist and then there's a coward. A coward is afraid of violence. He's afraid of perpetrating violence, and he's definitely afraid of having being done to himself. A pacifist, on the other hand, seeks peace. But a true pacifist has the capacity for war. And this is where MSF and I sort of differ in opinions. I respect those who will put their own bodies in the line of fire to do good, but I think it's pretty damn stupid if what they're trying to do is do good and then they get killed for doing it. They're not doing good at that point, and they're not able to do good anywhere else again, not to mention whomever they leave behind. While they're out there trying to be noble, which it's very noble to try to be noble, but it's pretty damn stupid to do it without the capacity to repel an attack. Now, I'm not trying to accuse them of being blind to the reality of the world. The current president of the group, Joan Liu, insists that we will not leave patients behind and we will not be silent. Seeking or providing health care must not be a death sentence. She says this in response to repeated attacks on hospitals where they are working, including a bombing by NATO forces that the U.S. has labeled a mistake. Now, as someone who is a pacifist, although there are lots of people that aren't pacifists that would agree with me, and I also agree with Christopher Hitchens, in his many speeches on politics, that the insistence to refuse to act to defend good and fight evil is itself an evil act. This is not something we can accuse MSF of doing. However, we can observe that doing good while unarmed depends on the good graces of people who are not always trustworthy. Now, unfortunately, George Orwell never actually wrote the exact words, "People sleep peaceably in their beds at night only because rough men stand ready to do violence on their behalf." Though he did say things like that to that effect. The point of this idea is that there are bad people who are not going to respect the choice of others to live and let live. They won't respect the misguided pacifists for their moral stand. And that's the key difference in the moral values of someone who chooses to be armed for self-defense and the defense of others. I carry a weapon, first and foremost, for myself. Then, coming in close second is my wife, because she's with me most of the time. Then, my extended family. Then, anybody else that is around me that is innocent. I would not sit by idly and let something happen to somebody that was just there. First, I'm going to take care of my primary obligations. I'm not obligated to do anything for anybody besides me and mine. But then I will shift gears, and then I will be directing my gaze at them and pulling up that Glock 17 or that Glock 19, whichever I'm carrying. My argument is that I am on the side of good people, regardless of what they decide with regard to being armed or not. And I appreciate it if they return the courtesy, but all I really ask is the same thing I ask of every person. Do the good that you're able to do, and don't shirk that responsibility. However, I cannot sit here in good conscience and tell you that the MSF is doing the 100% right thing. What they're doing is very noble. Healing is a great profession. And I know some very good healers who also know how to kill people if they have to. And they would do it if they had to in order to protect their patients. I don't understand why the MSF can't do that too. So I have the greatest respect for MSF. At the same time, I recognize the need for armed people to make the world safer for the medical professionals doing their work. They're not going to be left alone to their own devices. There are people that see them, and they see that, you know, they're not armed, and they maybe see something they want that they have. And they'll go in there and kill every one of those guys. Every one of them. To get it. And they'll kill all of their patients, too. And then they'll leave. And in most cases, what they got wasn't worth having. So, you know, all that not being withstanding, it's while I respect MSF, I myself am a pacifist like Kwai Chang Kane. I want to sit there. I want to have my rights. Let me sit in my cross-legged stance. And then if you come and mess with me, I'm going to dislocate every joint you've got and slam you into a wall. And maybe I'll do some sort of Buddhist chant while I'm doing it or something. And then I'm going back to my meditation. That's what's come, you know, that's what it's all about. But I'm the modern pacifist. I'm the 21st century pacifist. I have options. Leave me in peace and I will leave you in peace. Shatter my peace and I'm going to leave you in pieces. Very simple. Very simple precept. Everybody can take this one in. It's not that hard to work. We'll be right back. Going to the phones when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Going to the phones to Kakarot, who's... You've been absent for a while. You've been okay?
How we doing, sir?
We're doing okay. You've been all right?
Yes, sir. I'm doing great. I'm looking at these... looking at your listeners on the web here where they're talking to each other, especially 338 Reverend Raven 1 stopping about giggling. I thought that was kind of cute. Your definition of pacifist was very interesting. Reason being, you're constantly hearing people talking about, y'all are a bunch of hawks on war. All y'all want to do is kill people. Or, just like you said, the opposite of that is people who just sit down and don't do nothing and let their wives or daughters be raped in front of them because, well, I'm a pacifist. I'm not going to fight anybody. Well, your version is the best version that I've heard of how I am. I don't want to mess with nobody. I don't want to fight nobody. I don't want to kill nobody. But if it comes to protecting my family, my friends, my neighbors, etc., I'll do what I have to do. Now, I'm not no Billy Bob Badbutt. In my mid-50s, I'm like you. I'm a little bit overweight. I'm getting old. I've got arthritis. I get cranky from time to time. But when it comes to family and friends and country, et cetera, that's where you have to draw the line. You know, if I got some guy called Ali Akbar who wants to come and kill me and my family, then it's my duty to protect me and my family from harm.
Duty to make sure he gets the 72 virgins.
Exactly. 72 Virginians. That's what he needs to see.
Yeah.
It's 72 Virginians. We,
you know,
I don't want to hurt a fly.
My
I don't want to hurt nobody.
Yeah, my version of pacifism comes from my time in the military when I worked with a bunch of high-speed people. And especially when I got back stateside and I was at Fort Campbell, I was with some very high-speed people. And I knew already that most people in the military, while we trained to, I mean, the whole time I was in Europe during the Cold War, we would scramble and head to the East German border, and I was ready to go to war. But when they called it off and told us to stand down, I was always very relieved, because being prepared to go to war does not mean that you're, looking forward to it. So
exactly.
You
know, nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to go out and kill people just with malice, just for the heck of killing people. If you do, there's something wrong with you psychologically, and they got medication for that.
Yeah,
you know?
Or they're called criminals. Criminals do that too.
Exactly. Now, my best friend is former Army.
Right.
He did what he had to do over there in Afghanistan and Iraq. Yeah, he had to kill people and break things, but that was his job. You know. And when he and I go out shooting, he tries to show me some of the things that he did, you know, how to hold it, how to do this, how to do that. And I'm hoping to learn even more and even more and even more. But I also get to hear his stories, you know, of what they went through, of what they had to do, why they had to do it, friends dying, buddies dying, et cetera. You know, going to war, killing people is not a fun job. But when it comes to protecting you and your own, sometimes it has to be done. And I will do everything within my power to protect my family, myself, especially my grandbaby, you know, be it as it may. But, yes, I liked your version of being a pacifist, especially like 338 Raven 1, with the giggling aspect of it. I thought that was really good.
He's the SWAT deputy here in Pickens County that's been taking me out to train at their local LEO range. So,
is that the one I've been seeing on the video?
Yeah, that's JT, and he's giggling
okay.
Right now because I'm out here saying, "Well, you know, I'm a pacifist." And let me tell you a little story. I don't know if you know this story or not. Back in the days, back in ancient times in Asia, there was this monastery, and this guy named Bodhidharma came up on this monastery. And Bodhidharma had been noticing and had developed this system of unarmed self-defense based upon animals and insects. And when he came to this first monastery, he found a bunch of sickly monks. And what would happen to these monks would be that these bandits would come in out of the hills. They wouldn't kill them, but they would beat them half to death and take everything they had and leave them there. And the monastery was responsible for the area. They were supposed to be like the, you know, the Shire Reeve of the area, but they were a bunch of weaklings that didn't know how to do anything. And Bodhidharma looked at them and said, "Look, I like peace as much as the next guy, but if you're going to keep the peace, you've got to be able to keep the peace." And they started developing this system of things that he had, you know, observed watching other animals. That monastery was called the Shaolin. And that was
uh-huh.
where the whole precept of the Chinese martial art of Gung Fu and all that, all
Shaolin
that
monks.
Yeah, with the Shaolin, with
yeah.
the Shaolin monastery. It's actually pronounced Shaolin, but for everybody that's ever watched Kung Fu, it's Shaolin.
Right.
So, and that very basic concept of if you're going to, in order to keep the peace, you have to be strong, is always going to be in play. That's always going to be the way it is. And if you're going to sit there and say, "I am a man of peace," well, you better be able to keep it too. And that's where I see what I do. And I see that with you too. I see that with a lot of people. I don't see anybody out there looking to kill anybody. But they don't need to. The problem is there should be no confusion about what I want to do versus what I'm willing to do if I have to.
Exactly. So. And you know, like I said, me and my bud, we do stuff, we talk and whatnot, and he knows that, you know, he looks at me as a grandfather, you know.
Sure.
I'm probably the least likely person that you would ever expect to go animal crazy on somebody. But God forbid, if anything ever happened, I'd have to.
Well, and that's, you know, that's just the way it is. That's just life. It's, and it's always been that way. And it's always going to be that way. But didn't you call, was it you that called in when I was at WORD wanting to know if I was ever going to get any, start getting together and start to pass along things? Was that you?
That was I. I was the one who asked you if any of your budget or suits or anybody else would like to get together and give some of us less fortunate people some free training, you know. Not a lot of people, because you can't do a lot of people.
Right.
But, you know, if you want to take a person here, a person there,
right,
you know, and help, it'd be great, you know.
When I get back from the NRA meetup, you need to be listening next week. I'll see what we can do. Let me get with some people and see what they have to say.
Okay, all right. Well, you got my messenger and everything. Yes, you just
send
me a message to shoot Peter to me.
Very good, and I appreciate
right,
the call, Kakarot.
Yes, sir. You be good, sir, and may the good Lord look upon you in favor.
Thank you so much. You
have
as
a good
well.
One.
All right. When I see Tony in the big red truck. Truck drivers. Everybody, I mean, I know some people don't like truck drivers for, you know, because there's some truck drivers that are somewhat obnoxious. But every time you go into a store, every time you buy a loaf of bread, every time you buy a TV, that was delivered by a truck driver. So, you know, truck drivers, you got to like the truck drivers. I like the truck drivers. I was a truck driver, though, for 20 years. And I guess that's what makes me a little bit biased towards them. But yes, in order for any society to exist, and I mean, you can ask anybody in law enforcement. Law enforcement doesn't keep the peace. The citizenry keeps the peace by being peaceful. Law enforcement just comes in behind something bad when it happens. And more, you know, when a civilian is there to intervene, because they're not going to do it in front of the police. They're not going to do it in front of the sheriffs. When a civilian is there to do something to stop something, that's always a good day for everybody involved. And that's why I train in case I have to do that. Let's go to hour number two. I'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solution.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com.
In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.